This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. forces conducted strikes against 14 Houthis-controlled sites in Yemen Wednesday. These strikes followed the U.S. putting the Houthis back on its list of global terrorists and will pile sanctions on the Iranian-supported rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're the Biden administration's latest bid to stop Houthi attacks on global shipping. The sanctions that come with a formal terror designation are meant to keep violent extremist groups from their funding sources. U.S. officials say the sanctions will be designed to minimize harm to Yemen's people, among the world's poorest and hungriest. But aid groups worry the penalties will make a humanitarian crisis worse. And critics say the sanctions may not even have much effect on the Houthis, a relatively isolated group with few known assets in the U.S. that could be threatened by sanctions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden met with congressional leaders over complex talks to unlock aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies as Republicans continue to push for tougher measures on immigration, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
While President Joe Biden's national security team sought to underscore the importance of unlocking Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to push the White House and Senate negotiators on immigration measures that go beyond what some say Biden is willing to accept.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine. But the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that there was large agreement amongst the attendees that Congress needed to act on both Ukraine and the U.S. border.
I am more optimistic than ever before that we'd come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now. And that's the first time I can say that.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization official who recently returned from Gaza's trip said on Wednesday the healthcare system is rapidly deteriorating and more staff and supplies and access are urgently needed. Sean Casey, the WHO health emergency officer, told reporters at the United Nations a ceasefire is the most critical need, but access, the ability to move people and relief supplies safely and quickly within Gaza also would help ease suffering. Former President Donald Trump was threatened with expulsion from his Manhattan civil trial Wednesday after he repeatedly ignored a warning to keep quiet while columnist E. Jean Carroll testified. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Carroll said Trump shattered her reputation after she accused him of sexual abuse in the 1990s. A jury backed her claim. This case involves damages. Trump could be heard saying things to his lawyers like, it's a witch hunt and it really is a con job. Judge Lewis Kaplan told the former president to stop being disruptive. Outside court.
This is a person I have no idea until this happened, obviously. I have no idea who she was. And nor could I care less.
Trump also ripped Kaplan on social media while the judge denied a request that he step aside from the case.
I frankly am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
Carroll says her worries about her personal safety led her to buy bullets for a gun she inherited from her father and unleash her pit bull to roam freely on her property. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iceland's president said the country is battling tremendous forces of nature after molten lava from a volcano in the island's southwest consumed several houses in the evacuated town of Grindavik. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Scientists said although the eruption appeared to be dying down, it was still too soon to declare the danger completely over. The eruption from a volcano on Iceland's peninsula is the second in less than a month and signals the awakening of a long-dormant volcanic system. In 2010, the eruption of a volcano in Iceland spewed clouds of ash into the atmosphere and disrupted transatlantic air travel for months. However, this time experts say the latest eruption isn't expected to release large amounts of ash into the air, and operations at Keflavik Airport are continuing as normal, according to authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy snow and freezing rain have hit parts of northern and central Europe, bringing transport to a halt in some Scandinavian regions, causing major disruptions at airports in Frankfurt and Oslo. At Frankfurt Airport, Germany's busiest, freezing rain forced a temporary halt to takeoffs. Hundreds of flights already have been canceled. The airport in the Norwegian capital of Oslo closed temporarily as heavy snow reduced visibility for pilots. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.